Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Samuel Butler. Now the dates of Samuel Butler are from 1612 till 1680. Okay? Now keep in mind that in English literature there are two important Samuel Butlers, there may be others also, but in general we read about two Samuel Butlers. One that I'm talking about, he was during the Puritan era and his famous work was published after the Restoration. Okay? So in the 17th century. The other Samuel Butler is during the Victorian era, late Victorian era. Okay? So don't get confused when you see the name Samuel Butler. There are two Samuel Butlers. Okay? But coming back to the Samuel Butler of the Puritan era or the Caroline era. Now his most famous work is called Hudibras. Okay? H-U-D-I-B-R-A-S. Hudibras. Okay? So what is Hudibras about? See, first of all, this is a long satirical poem and it targets the Puritans and their role in the English Civil War. And in terms of the storyline, it follows the misadventures of a character called Sir Hudibras. He is just a hypocritical knight. Who embodies all the excesses of the Puritan movement or excesses of the Puritan spirit. And a famous critic says about this work that Hudibras is the, quote, most memorable burlesque poem. Burlesque poem in the English language and the first English satire to make a notable and successful attack on ideas rather than on personalities. It is directed against the fanaticism, pretentiousness, pedantry and hypocrisy that Butler saw in militant Puritanism, extremes which he attacked wherever he saw them. Unquote. So this is how this critic in just few lines describes what Hudibras intends to do. Okay? So first thing, it attacks ideas rather than individual personalities. And in general, it is against the excesses or extremes of Puritanism or the Puritan movement. And as I said that this is a burlesque. So it employs a mock heroic style. Or mock heroic kya hota hai? Something that uses elevated language to describe trivial events and characters and thereby creating a comic effect. Okay? And as a definition, what is a burlesque? Burlesque is just a type of writing that tries to make something serious seem stupid or funny. Okay? Something serious is made to seem stupid. Okay? Now let me read out how a famous critic describes the famous work of Samuel Butler, Hudibras. And this is a different critic. Quote, we are to remember that though the royalists had triumphed in the Restoration, the Puritan spirit was not dead nor even sleeping, and that the Puritan held steadfastly to his own principles. Against these principles of justice, truth and liberty, there was no argument since they expressed the manhood of England. But many of the Puritan practices were open to ridicule and the royalists, in revenge for their defeat, began to use ridicule without mercy. During the early years of the Restoration, doggerel verses ridiculing Puritanism and burlesque, that is, a ridiculous representation of serious subjects, or a serious representation of ridiculous subjects, were the most popular form of literature with London society. Of all this, burlesque and doggerel, the most famous is Butler's Hudibras, a work to which we can trace many of the prejudices that still prevail against Puritanism. Hudibras is plainly modeled upon the Don Quixote of Cervantes. Now, Cervantes refers to Miguel de Cervantes. Now, he was a very famous Spanish novelist, and in particular, he is famous for the novel Don Quixote. Okay, you may have already read this novel. So, Hudibras is modeled on this novel. Okay? Now, furthermore, this critic goes on. It describes the adventures of a fanatical justice of the peace, Sir Hudibras, and of his squire, Ralpho. Okay? Ralpho, in their endeavor to put down all innocent pleasures. In Hudibras and Ralpho, the two extreme types of the Puritan party, which are the Presbyterians and Independents, are mercilessly ridiculed. When the poem first appeared in public in 1663, after circulating secretly for years in manuscript, it became at once enormously popular. A second and third part, continuing the adventures of Hudibras, were published in 1664 and 1668. Unquote. Okay? So, few things that this critic points out is that the most important thing is this poem is modeled on the novel Don Quixote. Okay? Second, at least you should keep in mind the names of two characters, which is Sir Hudibras and his squire, which is called Ralpho. Okay? Ye do characters ke naam important hai. Okay?